Welcome to the Postpartum University podcast, where we support you and your provider in understanding the science, the art, and the sacredness of healing after birth. I'm Miranda Bauer, your host, your postpartum nutrition specialist and homesteading mom with four wild kids. It's time to get you the holistic, whole body healing that works. Everyone, welcome to the Postpartum University podcast. It's Miranda, and I am here with an incredible guest. Now, this guest is not just your ordinary guest. She is also someone who participates in the Reclaiming Postpartum Wellness group as an expert, meaning that she comes in and provides her expertise and everything that she does, which we're going to get into detail here in a moment. And including energy release, Reiki, she's a Reiki master, all of the things. And her work is so incredible within the program. Like Aubrey comes in and does a healing session and moms are like, I don't have any idea what just happened. I feel on top of the world. Like, really, please tell me what's happening to me right now. Cause I just like, where did that come from? So I'm here with Aubrey. Aubrey Barr is an intuitive coach. She's been a licensed massage therapist for 15 years. She specializes in prenatal massage and birth photography, which is amazing. And she has a gift for mind and body coaching. And she uses a technique called SRT. If you don't know what that is, totally cool. We will walk you through that. Along with other healing modalities that are really geared toward releasing energy blocks around the subconscious programming and limiting beliefs that we all hold. So welcome, Aubrey.
Wow, that was the greatest intro ever.
I am so excited to have this conversation, I will tell you, because truly, like, you come in and you'll do a healing session for all of my mamas and clients. And they're like, you have to tell me what this is, because it's not something that most people expect. Mm-hmm. And we are so, like, everything in my programs are so scientifically oriented. Everything is based in science and tradition. And then you have this energy work, which I will tell you, if you're not familiar with energy work, is so much science behind this. This is not woo-woo. It's mind-blowing for a lot of people. So tell us about your personal journey into motherhood and how that contributed to you finding this energy work.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I actually just wrote about this for Mother's Day, this past Mother's Day. I had so many issues with infertility and so many odds against my husband and I, when we were trying to conceive, just trauma after trauma and miscarriages, ectopic pregnancies, and just like, you name it, it happened. Mm-hmm. And it all happened like in a small amount of time. There was no time for grieving in between all of it. And that, as sad as that sounds, I also had amazing experiences with that. I had just amazing eye-opening spiritual awakenings from all of that. So it's not a sad story, but it was the beginning of my story to healing. It was a lot of having to figure out how our bodies can trap emotions in certain areas. Like you said, there's a lot of science behind this, quantum physics, a lot of different things that you can look up to back this up, but there was healing that needed to be done. And it was difficult to do. So what's nice about SRT, I will say, fast forward like years and years of me doing my own modalities and energy work, I found SRT. I was in a group and somebody had mentioned something about healing. And I said, oh, wow, this sounds really cool. Can you tell me more about it? And she said, yeah, let's make an appointment. And I'm like, okay. But you know what? When you're desperate, you will do anything. And so she messaged me. We set up an appointment. I had no idea what I was walking into. she asked me, this coach in particular, she said, what do you want to work on? And I said, well, I'm having issues with my business. I want to get more direction. And the craziest thing happened in that appointment, because we started talking about my business and we reverted back into my childhood. And in my childhood, I was like middle of seven kids. So I had like that whole middle child thing going on. I didn't feel like I was seen a lot. And I had this memory pop up in my head where I was standing in a cafeteria, in a lunch cafeteria, my first day at school. And I'm standing there in front of everybody with my tray, like practically shaking. And I'm saying to myself, I just don't want them to see me. And as heartbreaking as that sounds, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, this is awful. The craziest thing is that was all centered on how the world saw me in my business and in my life. And when you have these subconscious programs just popping up out of nowhere, I mean, you could be doing anything, you could be walking into Target and just be like, I don't want anyone to see me today, right? So it just affects everything. So that's how I had my very first experience with SRT. This was like almost a year ago. And after that session, like many of the people in Postpartum University will say, I felt a weight lifted. Like I couldn't explain. And I said, what in the crap is this? I need to do this. I need to get into it, you know? So that was my journey. And going back to my journey into motherhood, I've been able to unlock things that I just had no idea were sitting there. As much as I pride myself on healing, there's layers of healing. Everybody has layers and layers of healing. And whatever's on the surface, we work on. And then something new will come up. Right? So there's always like a layer. Now you can get rid of these layers and live more fully, be in a higher vibration. And then all of a sudden notice one little thing and we go in and tweak that and get rid of that. It's a beautiful experience to be able to get rid of these layers, because you never really get back to that point where you're so desperate and feeling so like you're drowning, right? So that's why I love doing this work. And I especially love doing it with postpartum women. Just there's so much that goes on there with the body and with the physical stuff and the mental and the hormonal. And I just feel like it's a really good place for this kind of work because there are so many people that need that type of healing.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate your story so much about this journey through, you know, and I feel the same way about my own experiences with my entry into motherhood. And although I didn't have infertility or miscarriages, I did have a very difficult postpartum experience. And I've shared this story numerous times with depression and anxiety. I've even been diagnosed with postpartum bipolar. And the amount of challenges, I look back and I don't see them for the challenges that they were in the moment. Of course, in the moment, they were so incredibly difficult. And maybe you can relate to this as well. But when I look back on them now, after having done so much of the healing work, I'm like, that was so purposeful. That was so necessary, right? And it's a really hard transition to get to that place. And by hard, I mean, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of inner work, a lot of healing. And so having a tool like SRT, as you have found, has been exceptionally beneficial to getting into that place. So I would love for you to explain what SRT stands for. And what in the world you do when you use this?
So I love that question and I do get it a lot. So SRT stands for Subconscious Release Technique. It is a technique that we use. We always use our intuition, right? Which we all have. Everybody has intuition. It's just learning how to tap into it and be able to listen, right? So a lot of times before I do a session, I'm doing a grounding session on myself. I'm just like visualizing, you know, my roots going into the earth and just trying to ground so that I can pay attention to my intuition. And what I typically do is when I speak with somebody or in a group, first off, I always ask them what they would like to talk about. And that's usually something that needs to be cleared. Like, you know, they feel a little heavy about something. So as they talk, I just write down things that my intuition says, oh, that's a program. And I can then double check these by using muscle testing. Now, muscle testing is a way for your body to respond to anything, really. And people use it for nutritional reasons. I've definitely used it for supplements in the past to figure out what I need and how much. There's a lot. I mean, you could get on YouTube and just look up muscle testing. So there's a lot of people that use that for different things. So when I'm using it for subconscious release technique, I am checking what is weak on you. So if you were to say a statement, I would just under the table, no one really sees it. And we're on a podcast now, but I just do a little finger gesture to see if you are testing strong or weak for that. And if it's weak, then I know that it's something we need to dive into a little bit. So I know that sounds crazy.
It
just does.
Like watching you do it, it's like, okay, there's something to it, right? Because you can see, especially when we're on a Zoom call together and we're going through the healing sessions and you're like, you know, sometimes you say things like, oh no, I'm reading between the lines on that one. No, there's something here on that, you know? And like, you can just see her like in the flow and the people, like their eyes get really big and their head starts shaking and nodding. Yes. Like, oh my gosh, how did you know that? And it's really phenomenal. The skill that you've been able to tap into, and you probably don't recognize it because you're so in the flow.
I mean, I try not to look at myself, but you know, when you said like how people's eyes will get bigger or something, there's an energetic component to that. There's a contact that I feel when people work on me, even you can feel that someone is in your energy, you know? So first off, you have to be willing to be there, willing to accept whatever, you know, healing that needs to be done. But there is a connection there that people pick up on and they don't know what that is or what to call it. And, you know, we just move on with the next, but I find it really cool that not only am I connecting with people, but oftentimes they can feel that I'm connecting with them. And, you know, it takes the pressure off of them. I will say they don't have to, you know, when you compare it with like traditional therapy, people don't have to talk for a long time and, you know, answer questions a lot. I mean, typically we have a 45 minute session. Sometimes it's 30 minutes, but to 45 minutes. And the first maybe 5 to 10 minutes, people are usually talking to me. I'm not even doing that much talking. They usually are, but we pick up on so much in that little bit of time that I have enough programs to fill up the rest of the time in that session for clearing. So when I say that it's fast, it's efficient, and it's easy, it's not really that easy, obviously, but the fast and the efficient part really comes in handy for people because they don't have to relive traumas to the extent that you do sometimes in different types of therapies. So for that part, it's like a million times better just to be able to be like, okay, check that off the list. We're done with that. You know, when we get rid of programs, we're getting rid of them forever. Now, I will say that if it's from an ongoing relationship with another person, sometimes you create new ones. Okay. But past experiences, childhood traumas, sometimes generational traumas, we get rid of those. They're gone. Like that's it. So I find a lot of peace and harmony in knowing that even the little bit of work you have to go through in a session is so beneficial that we just don't even need to revisit that anymore.
Let's be real. You're exhausted and overwhelmed, have zero support, your hair's falling out, and you feel like you're failing as a mother. Hashtag ugly truth. Postpartum University has the support, tools, and community to heal your body in ways that you have never imagined. Go to www.postpartumu, that's postpartum, the letter u.com/reclaiming. To learn more. It is incredible. And, you know, for all of those that are listening and you're thinking, oh my gosh, like what in the world is this? I think we need to get a little bit deeper into the conversation about trauma, because so much of motherhood revolves around trauma in our current day and age. Yes, with the infertility and the miscarriages on the rise, but also in pregnancy and the trauma that happens with women and pregnancy and birth, right? Birth trauma is significant. And then postpartum, we don't talk about, and breastfeeding, we don't talk about the trauma. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about mm-hmm. the relationship trauma that can happen during that time. And all of the traumas that have a tendency to emerge in postpartum from your childhood mm-hmm. and from the generations before you.
Right.
And so oftentimes we have labeled motherhood and all of its things as a very traumatic experience. And that's really what our society is doing with motherhood right now.
Exactly. And I would call that, just from my side, that's a limiting belief, right? Or this idea that, you know, childbirth has to be like this excruciating, the worst thing ever. That's a limiting belief. Now, we might have carried that on from generations. We might have just gotten that from our society, right? But going into these big life changes, carrying this extra baggage is not going to help the situation at all. It actually just keeps you in a lower vibration, in a lower state of mindfulness, right? And to that point, I will say that you can read a lot, you can watch a lot of YouTubes about how you can get rid of these programs, or I'm sorry, more importantly, they say you need to get rid of these subconscious programs because that's what's causing you, you know, all these issues. But there's just not that much about how do we get rid of it? How do I go from being like totally trauma-ridden child, which a lot has to do with perspective, right? Into an adult and be able to get rid of that extra stuff that you know is there, right? You can't read enough books that you all of a sudden wake up one day and are like, oh, I have no more trauma, right? So, I mean, there's just not enough of the how. And that's why I love SRT, because that is the how. You know, I won't say it's the only way ever, but in my experience, it is the fastest. And it is, I mean, the results speak for themselves. So I just love getting messages from people that are like, you know what? I went to your group session. I hold some group sessions in my personal group. And then also I've done it in yours as well. And people will say, you know, my life was changed. It wasn't even a one-on-one session. I didn't even spend 30 to 45 minutes with them. And they're like, what the heck? You know? So I always love seeing the results. That is my biggest thing in life. Like my goals, everything is surrounded around the impact I have on people. And so that is always my in the front. It's always what I'm focused on, is how can I impact other people? So I love this work for that.
Absolutely. And I love how you have shared that so many of the things that we are experiencing in motherhood is a limiting belief. It's a subconscious program. And that to me is just mind blowing, because truly that's what we have done. We have created belief systems, and we support our society supports those belief systems, that motherhood is painful, that motherhood is mediocre, that we have to settle. We have normalized feeling awful in motherhood. And because we don't have the support systems in place, oftentimes that just spirals. And and oftentimes too, what we do is when we have a belief, our mind will do everything it can to back up that belief. The things right. that we take into our world and our environment are geared towards supporting that belief.
Absolutely.
And so when we eliminate that belief, or when we open our mind to that, to the fact that something else might exist in its place, that in itself can be very, very healing and open up another avenue of like, oh, gee, wait a second. There is another, you know, way to feel in motherhood that doesn't involve this. Could it truly be, right?
Yeah.
And then your brain starts looking for other avenues. Like, is that true? Well, it could, like, well, I see this scenario, it's true. And I see this, you know, and so that's how generally subconsciously things start mm-hmm. shifting. Right. And so when right. you're coming in with SRT, what you're doing is you're completely eliminating those limiting beliefs. And then in the end, right, you also have a replacement for that, which I love so, so much. When you clear out all of these things for my clients, then you come in with another statement to take its place.
Yes, yes. We call those fill-ups. They're very similar to affirmations, right? And actually, I had a client earlier today, and she was like, in the beginning, she was like, it's like my cup is so full. So I used that analogy towards the end, and I was like, we just got rid of all of this old stuff, all of this just nasty, negative stuff. We just got rid of it. So let's put in something positive in your cup. And she was like, I love that. And you know, that is kind of the vibe afterwards. It's like this uplifting thing. But I wanted to say towards your point that you just made about the limiting beliefs and the subconscious and the way it works. It was really, really good point. But I wanted to add to that, that sometimes, in fact, probably at least half of the time, people do not know what those programs are.
Yeah.
So even when they say things to me, I have to sometimes go out of my way and ask, like, okay, does she mean this? Does she mean that? Right. Because sometimes there's even another hidden program that you wouldn't even know what it is, because it's literally not brought to your conscious mind. And then they may be like, oh my goodness, you know, where did she get that from? But then when we start going through the emotions that they have attached to that program, and we start releasing, you know, they start crying, they start yawning, they feel it, even if they're not doing any of those things. Some people laugh. There's a definite shift in that. And it's just testament to them that, okay, this is probably something I carried with me.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that so much, because it brought me to a story that I share. I don't actually share the behind the scenes, and I want to share behind the scenes of like how I've gotten this, but I've often said motherhood is painful, right? That is a limiting belief that we've created. And the reason I've said that so often is because of my own personal experience. So when I was a child, my mom was always sick. Like, she always had some sort of sinus infection. She always had stomach issues, right? Like, we weren't allowed to leave the house until after noon, because in the morning her tummy was always going, right? And so it was very difficult growing up to always see my mom sick, but she always blew it off, right? Like, it was nothing, right, it was no big deal. And like, whatever, we'll figure it out. And still, I mean, sometimes today, like, she still is that person. I have grown up with that vision. And so after my third kid, I was really ill. I was always struggling.
Wow.
And mm-hmm. I went and did the work that you're talking about with a local provider who also did Reiki sessions. And I was like, I need something. And I remember laying mm-hmm. down on the table, and this vision, I don't even, like, you know, it's so peaceful, it's calm, it's quiet, I'm away from all the noise and the kids. I'm just going to have a relaxing time. Okay, you guys, like, you know, and I remember laying there probably half asleep and this vision of my mom lying on the couch, incredibly ill, pops into my head. And I said, motherhood is painful. And I remember, like, my eyes popped open, I clenched the bed. And in that moment, and like everything, I recognized, like, oh my gosh, I have been living with this subconscious belief. I had no idea since
childhood. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That motherhood is supposed to be painful and sick, right? I will tell you, from that moment on, I went home and I shared this with my husband, who's like shaking his head, like, okay, honey, like, you know, not sure I quite understand, but okay. And I did so much journaling on this. And I will tell you that I would say 50 to 80% of my constant illnesses and not feeling good were gone.
Yes, I love that.
It wasn't 100% because I had so many other subconscious programs and beliefs that I have built around that belief, right? Mm-hmm. But that belief and just recognizing it and eliminating it and the way that you're sharing was literally life-changing for me.
No, it's so amazing. And just to add to that, when you're talking about being a child, right? Our perspective is so different. It is so different. And people, they get worried. They get worried about bringing up things that might make them sound nitpicky or might make them sound like, you know, because so many of these programs, you could say, oh, that's ridiculous, right? Like, that's dumb.
Logically, now you're in your 30s, dumb, right?
Yeah. You can consciously talk yourself out of so many things, but you can't consciously talk yourself out of a subconscious program, right? But to your point, I mean, here's a kid who's seeing their mom sick all the time. In their perspective, you know what? There's a trade-off. Having a baby means you're going to be sick, right? There's all sorts of programs that can come in that way, but perspective is always important when you think about getting rid of some of these older ones.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that because so often we develop the craziest stories as children. We have a different worldview at that. We have such an innocent worldview.
Oh. Right?
And so it's not in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Like when you were sharing, like, I don't want to be seen, right? As a kid, that's such a huge deal. And we create those stories to explain our worlds, but our world is limited. And so even though that's coming up to you in adulthood, whatever it is for anybody who's listening in, that might not even be the full story because there's so much
that
you probably aren't aware of, but it might sound incredibly funny because it was developed by a child.
Right.
Through you.
Yes. And since then too, with getting rid of that program, I'm like, oh, let me do some reels and let me get on a live video and let me do all these things. And I'm like, this is crazy. It feels better now. You know, it's not hard anymore.
Yes.
And that's a good place to be at.
I love this. Aubrey, this has been an incredible conversation. I always love spending time with you. My group does too, by the way. They're like, when's the next Aubrey session? I appreciate you. I appreciate everything that you've done. If people want to get a hold of you outside of the Reclaiming Postpartum Wellness program, where in the world can they get in touch with you? Because I know you have your own programs too.
Yes, I do. And I have a group on Facebook called Quantum Healing for the Creative Soul. And I do a lot of cool free kind of sessions in there with the group. And I currently am having my website redone. But I am very much available on Instagram or on my website. My Instagram is AubreyBarr_storyteller. And you'll see a lot of my photography stuff there, but I also have a lot of my energy work on there. And there's a little link that you can get on my link tree where you can sign up to do an introductory session with me. So it's a little shorter session, but it's just like a little taste of what we do.
I love it so much. And of course, all of those links are going to be in the show notes. Thank you so much for your time, Aubrey. I truly appreciate you and can't wait for our next conversation. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Love this episode? Let us know by leaving an amazing review. Your support is everything. Want more? Head over to postpartumu.com. That's postpartum, the letter U.com, and explore how we support moms like you in holistic whole body healing that's specific for the unique needs of mamas in the years postpartum. See you there.